Good morning. Thank you for joining with me again today for this half hour of meditation. Today we're going to do a short contemplation on A Course in Miracles lesson number 18. And we'll end the half hour practicing the meditation technique that Jesus teaches us in A Course in Miracles. So let's start out sitting quietly, closing our eyes, getting comfortable in our chair with our seat, breathing in love, breathing out peace, breathing in love, breathing out peace. Lesson 18. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. The idea for today is another step in learning that how I think makes what I see. These thoughts are never neutral or unimportant. It's also emphasizing the idea that minds are joined. I am not alone. All minds are affected by how I see things. My thoughts make up the world I see, and how I see affects all minds. All of my thoughts are important. All of my thoughts are not neutral. I am not alone. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my seeing. The idea does not refer to what I am seeing, but how I see it. Do I see myself alone? How do I see myself? How do I see those things around me? Are they separate from me? If I see them as separate, I am not alone in experiencing the effects of seeing them separate. I am teaching separation by the way I see them. What if I were to see them as me? What if I were to see them as not separate? They too would experience the effects of me not seeing them as separate. What if I were to see them as me, as the only thing that is real, as love? And what if I were to see myself as love and them as love with me? Father, show me what you would have me see. Tell me what you would have me know. Teach me what you would have me learn. Jesus asks us to connect with our inner guide by letting go of all the meaningless thoughts and sit in readiness to hear the inner guide's thoughts. Jesus asks us to be confident because the inner guide wants us to reach a place where we are open to hear. He asks us to remember our desire to do this because it is our heart's desire. He asks us to remember the importance of what we are doing. This is our salvation and the world's. And he wants us to know that reaching this holy place in us is holy. Try to sink into your mind, letting go every kind of interference and intrusion, to quietly sink past them. Your mind cannot be stopped in this unless you choose to stop it. Your mind is merely taking its natural course. Let go of the trivial things that turn and bubble on the surface of your mind, and reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. Thank you for joining me and with me in this holy space of love. Namaste.